Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I usually save my goodbyes until the close of my comment, but today is a special one. I have to say goodbye to my old friend Bud Sonberg, who passed away last week. Bud and I met in the ninth grade, and we were special friends from then on. The usual separation occurred when I got married, and later on he got married, but in the last few years we reconnected. I never left town, but Bud went on to be part of PG&E's upper echelon, being stationed at Sawyer Willow Creek, San Francisco, Fresno, Garberville, and other places as a supervisor. He moved back to Eureka in retirement, and eventually ill health took him down. He fought it every step of the way, though, but cancer finally got him. He was a tough old guy, and I'll miss him a bunch. Goodbye, Bud. The community comment last week by the young man whose name I never did get was right on the mark. He talked about the Electoral College and how out of date it is, given the modern-day communications and public knowledge. He talked also about the need for it in the days when folks didn't have the connections we have now. His comments on whether or not we need political parties was something I had commented on years ago and has some merit because how many politicians are obligated to be loyal to their party when it comes to many issues, such as supporting a candidate for office? Anyway, that's one issue that could be taken up someday when they don't have anything else to do. Today is the 11th day of the 11th month, and at the 11th hour, we will celebrate Veterans Day at the Dorney Center on Eureka's waterfront. One person who won't be there is Herb Wall, that skinny sailor who could still fit into his original Navy uniform. Herb was a great guy, and he passed us last year. I knew Herb for a long time, and I miss him at these veterans' memorials. Our barbershop chorus will be there to sing God Bless America and our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. Here is a huge thank you for our veterans, both past and present, and living and deceased. The Adorney Center is always packed, as is the Ocean View Cemetery's memorial area in May, so we know there are a lot of people who remember our veterans and the sacrifices they made. This coming Friday is Friday the 13th, a date that bothers a lot of folks, but one good thing that's happening Friday the 13th this month is the Eureka Chamber Music's concert series featuring Darla Robotkina, a wonderful Russian pianist. I've heard her before, and she is great. The concert starts at 7:30 at Calvary Lutheran Church, south in Prospect Streets, across from Alice Burney School. Be there. Calvary Sanctuary is a very acoustically correct building, so you get the best sound these artists play their instruments or sing. There is always a Meet the Artist reception following the concert, so come and get some class. You won't be sorry. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.